This is still the Night Train on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, worldwide, sheffieldlive.org, on the TuneIn radio app, on DAB, if you live near. Quite sure how far the signal goes.
Yeah, it depends on your hills and angles, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Could give it a try on Saturday when we're heading out to
yeah,
Manchester.
Yeah, see how far we get.
That's us. Always working. Or something. Yes, so we didn't have a disco mix this week. Usually we do, to see off hour one, but just thought we'll have a few reggae adjacent.
Yeah,
kind of, yeah, in that family.
So yeah, the first one was One People Production out of Denmark. That one featuring MC Brother Culture on the microphone. He was relentless on that one. There's no let up.
Yeah.
Like, when does he take a breath? He's really going for it. That track was, you probably guessed it was called Digital Rock because he did say it about 400 times.
Yeah.
Just in case. That one's from 2022 on Tribe 84 Records. They have a series called Digital Fire. Yeah, it's more like kind of digi-dub 80s style, I guess. Slightly more modern version. That one I heard on a Mr. Scruff live set. You know how he records a lot of his long form sets and puts them online? Well, I don't know which one this was from. A festival this summer. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, nice.
I don't know which one. He's recorded a lot. He puts a lot online.
It's hard to keep up. So many sets.
Yeah.
It says us churning out 2 hours of two hours of quality radio every week, most weeks. After that, we had one I heard this afternoon. Shout out to Rob for posting on Blue Sky. It was Amber Arcades with Turning Light, Justin Robertson's Deadstock 33 Meditation Dub. It's a mouthful. That was from one of the Heavenly Remix albums. I think there's been three or four volumes of that, people remixing and refixing stuff from the Heavenly label. As of 7 p.m. tonight, there's one copy left on Bandcamp for a tenner of that whole LP. I think it's a double LP.
Oh, it's cheap.
Yeah, but I wrote these notes at 7, so it might have gone by now. Amber Arcades is a Dutch singer-songwriter from Utrecht, and that cut, Turning Light, was from the 2016 album Fading Lines. And then keeping it European, I guess, it was The Mees with Wee Wee Wee, a French cover of No No No. obviously, shout out to LT and I for that one. That's 2014 release on Voodoo Rhythm. Check out this tagline for the label: records to ruin any party.
I thought
that's great. I'm gonna have to have
take
a look
there.
Yes, I'm gonna have to look at a few more of those. That was posted for European Day of Languages, which was 2 days ago, but everybody knew that. So everyone was celebrating. Yeah, so that sort of tipped off the final reggae one of that little set. As always, yeah, we're always up for recommendations, suggestions.
Oh, for sure, yeah, because, you know, we don't have enough material to pad it out with other people's picks.
Yes, there is that, but also sometimes we've said this many times on air, so we look at our list of songs that we're going to play and we're like, ugh, don't want to play any of those. But, you know.
Yes.
They're all good.
Fresh impetus is always welcome.
Oh, 100%. This is a new one, right?
Yes, new on ATA. We'll come back in a bit. Tell you about it. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. We'll so much fun. We live together on that dreamland and have so much fun. Oh, what a time that will be. Oh, just you wait.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Night Train on Sheffield Live. Not long to go now.
I know, it's going a bit quick, isn't it, today?
I know. Just to think we almost didn't even make it into the studio. So I lost the fob. Picked up my studio bag. Was like, right, let's see where the fob is to get in the studio. Oh, we've lost it.
Yeah, it has kind of broken off the keyring, hasn't it?
Yes.
The loop has gone.
Yeah, which is why I keep it in the same place, apart from when I don't.
And then you don't know where it is.
Yeah. But we managed to get in. It would have been pretty frustrating. I spent most of the afternoon putting the show together, writing notes.
That sort was
of
not bad thinking about.
No, it does not.
A frustrating day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we started that set out with something of a double bill from ATA Records. First one was the Library Archive with their Galata Extraction. This is Upfront Music. Real library record show. Business from us. This is forthcoming from the Library Archive Volume 4, which is their series exploring the sounds of library music. ATA Records are Yorkshire based in Leeds, so they're a label and a studio set up by Neil Innes. Apparently it's an Aladdin's Cave of vintage 1960s analog recording equipment, all inside an old disused garage on the outskirts of town.
Oh,
so that's how they get their authentic old-fashioned, crisp, crunchy recordings. Sounds so good.
Yeah, no, it sounds really good.
That is also coming out on a 45, which drops on the 17th of October. Pre-order now to get the digital one there. That's how I got it up front, on the pre-order.
Yes.
And there's three other tracks on that single, but they won't be digital. They're vinyl only. So I'm going to coming in with a hard sell here. Three mixes. There's a drum. So the one we played... there's a drums and percussion mix, which says is breaktastic, stripped back to the raw bones.
Okay.
There's a breakbeat rework, which has live to tape analog edit with mute switches, raw cuts, pure dance floor pressure. And then there's a synth mix, which says stripped down to fuzz bass and dimension bending synths. So maybe it's the kind of record you do need two copies of. I'm regretting only ordering one now.
That's a good point, yeah.
Then we followed that with one of your picks. That was The Sorcerers.
Yes.
On the same label. A record which coincidentally I tried to order at the same time, but they have since sold out.
Yeah. Kind of their homage, keeping with the library themes, some still tough breaks on that one. Yeah, that was released October last year. I think we have had it in the show before, but once you send that new one over, I thought, yeah, we'll have a little ATA double. I thought. Might have mentioned that I was in Leeds again, but I won't. Don't worry, listeners. I won't bore you with that. So after The Sorcerers, we had D. Tiffany of Purple Airplanes from Each Morning, released June this year. I think this released on the Weaponize Your Sound imprint, and they have a monthly show on NTS as well. That one was sent to me by Mondo Bizarro Jams. Shout out to him. He sent me quite a few, actually. He's been doing the occasional DJ slot at Heist as well. I think. I think he's just mainly been trying to keep himself occupied while he's down at DJing there. So yeah, to be peppering the next few shows of some of those picks that'll be coming. It's steady stream of those. What was that next one? It was an odd one.
That was Lucid with Underloop. So this is a new release dropped this week on one of my favourite labels, but certainly one that I follow most interestingly because they put out a lot of variety and weird stuff. It said on Death Is Not the End.
Oh yeah.
And like a lot of their stuff, it's pay what you feel. Unless you try and buy one track. If you try and buy one track, you have to pay £1. But if you go for the full album, it's pay what you feel. Which is nice.
That is nice.
Yeah. So if you want one, pay for it. If you want the whole, you want to listen to it all, yeah. Throw in what you like. But yeah, that one you can get on their Bandcamp page. So Lucid. Real name, Luke Blair, producer from London. I first heard about him probably late 2000s. He had some albums on Actress's Work Discs label, which was somewhat of a subsidiary from Nunjatune, or some sort of spin-off, some sort of affiliate label. But he was kind of bracketed in the sort of downbeat, left-field, woozy, wonky kind of productions.
Gotcha.
You know, post-Flying Lotus, but less hip-hop orientated, I guess. Less hip-hop and jazz-inspired. With stuff like, I guess, Lone would have been in there as well, before he went like full on dance mode.
Right.
But yeah, it's kind of quite synthy, loopy.
Just
not too far dissimilar from Boards of Canada.
Okay, yes. Now that makes.
It has this kind of similar sound to that.
Well,
it?
You've sold it to me. I'm going to go and buy the album now. It's because I'm on the Death Is Not the End Bandcamp page. And it really is, when you say this weird and wonderful stuff, you're not wrong.
It's out there. It's mad.
Yeah, more rags, ballads, and blues, 1971 to 85, Allen Ginsberg. Brooklyn Pirates, Neighbourhoods in the Sky, which I think is pirate radio recordings.
Yes. Yeah, just snippets, just like surfing the waves. From old tapes. There's like some sort of really old Brazilian thing that has been put on there recently.
Oh, nice.
I've been on my want to listen to thing. But yeah, if you ever want to listen to something weird that you might not have heard before,
Two CDs of London Pirate Radio adverts.
Yeah. those we have plundered quite a lot.
Yeah, here. those are brilliant, as you'd expect. And then we have one more then after that was The Wailers with Dreamland, some early roots from 1971, produced by Lee Perry, put out on his Upsetter label. Somewhat confusingly, it was also a version of that by Bunny Wailer on his 76 album, Blackheart Man, and I think Marsha Griffiths did a version as well. And then it turns out it's also a cover of El Tempo's My Dreamer Island, which was released on VJ in 1964. So I've not heard any of those other versions. The Marsha Griffiths one is supposedly pretty good. I've just been chuckling to people posting on YouTube comments, rest in peace Bunny Wailer, how's the ganja in heaven? That cracks me up. Cool. All right, well, this is almost finished, so we're going to go into the final set of the night.
So you know how this goes.
Yeah. It's extremely laid back this week. I mean, it's extremely laid back every week, right?
Yes, perfect. Thank you. Oh, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's perfect.
I think one day we'll just not do the final link when we hit that perfect one.
People will worry about us, though. Mm, we just passed out in the studio.
Some sort of carbon monoxide poisoning. It's taking them out. They died doing what they loved, broadcasting to six people. Yes.
What a legacy to lead.
400 shows of varying quality. Okay, so yes. That was the final set of the night. I'm just going to rattle through what we had.
Deep picks, as we said. Started out with Ski Mask. That was Session Ad on the Munich-based Illion tape label. That album called Compro from 2018. Taken in, well, funny with on Aphex Twin, but definitely some Aphex Twin, Warp stuff, Basic Channel, Boards of Canada. There's the later on that album, there's some more kind of breakbeat, fast, but also kind of ambient. The good description on the Boomcat page is dynamic ambient hardcore, which is fairly suitable. So yeah, check out the rest of the album if you like the sound. After that, you can catch him playing at the Over Mono show at the Warehouse Project, which is coming up.
Oh yeah,
massive lineup including Interplanetary Criminal, who also headlines that No Bounds Festival soon in Sheffield.
In a few weeks.
Yeah, he's also touring Australia in October and doing festival shows with the likes of Forte and Floating Points, amongst other big names, and has a back-to-back coming up with Drum in Bristol
in
November, which will be heavy business. And speaking of Forte, After that, we moved on to Kieran Hebden himself with William Tyler, who is the guitarist from Lamb Chop, as we just discovered. That was a track called Timber, taken from their newest, well, they've only got one album. 41 Long Street, late 80s is the catchy title of that one. But yeah, it follows on from that tremendous 12-inch that they released 2 years ago with that great 10-minute cut, Darkness, Darkness, which is played on this show.
Oh, that was 2 years ago.
2023 that came out, yeah, June.
Yikes.
I don't know if we played it that long ago or not. I can't remember. Anyway, yes, that is out on Temporary Residence / Eat Your Own Ears.
That's such a good name.
It is, isn't it?
Then after that, we had Stars of the Lid before Top Dead Center, taken from their debut album, Music for Nitrous Oxide, which...
I've not listened to that one yet.
No, well,
it's,
I hadn't
been
reissued,
hasn't it? Oh.
Yes, it's gone for... It's had a new remaster for the 30th anniversary, and there's lots of glowing praise, as you'd expect, in Bandcamp comments of people waxing lyrical about how great it is. But what I've also... They've also re-released some shirts they did in the 90s.
Wow.
It's got Stars of the Lid for Kitten and Cats. So there's like the band name and then a couple of pictures of some cats.
Right.
I saw that guy, Francis Bourgeois, the train spotter dude on Instagram. You know, the dude who has the fisheye lens pointing at his face. He was wearing a Stars of the Lid shirt. And I thought, oh, that's a cool shirt. And then it reminded me then, yeah, that album's got a reissue. I did download it to listen to while I was on the plane flying to Venice, but it's quite subtle.
Yeah, you wouldn't hear that over like murmurs of,
well, exactly, plane noise. I don't have noise cancellers. I would have just had to absolutely blast Stars of the Lid at me. But it's all good stuff on there. But yeah, it's
Stars of the Lid. That's what it sounds like.
Exactly. No, completely. And then we finished off that set with Maxine Tsirin with Polynomial C. Shout out to Oxbow Jones, texted me about that last night, said he wanted to tell us about that cover version while he was listening to an old show, and then the show finished with the original version. So apologies if that freaked him out at all.
It's probably my favourite Aphex Twin song. I'll throw that out there. So the cover was terrific.
Yes, so one more tune to see us off into the night.
Yes, we're going to bow out with a new cut by Jay Electronica. He hasn't released anything for ages as far as I know, other than some sort of demos and stuff.
And now he's released three albums or three EPs in a week or something like that.
I don't know. This one is bizarre, of course.
Yeah.
He just raps over the top of a Thom Yorke live recording.
Perfect.
So there we go.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Back next week.
She tucked me in the covers. She looked me in my eyes and she cried as she made the point. Trials, they purify, but they take you to your breaking point. The swift is a swift, but this race is a long one. Just keep your eyes on the sparrow, you'll be good in the long run. Now I'm rolling out the carpet for the Christ on the throne coming. This ain't watch the throne, this is more like watch the homecoming. No diss to Yeezy, but I promise to my mama I'm going Dolly with the llama if I ever make it on the TV. I emerge from the darkness like Jesus out of the tomb. My skin clothed in sin like Jesus out of the womb. It took years, months, and days for this wildflower to bloom. My cocoon was a mix of light and dark like either side of the moon. 40 days and 40 nights like Musa and Harun. They tried to write me off like the little planet Platoon, but it only take 8 minutes and 21 seconds for sunlight to consume. Now I'm basking in the light of all those who came before me. And alhamdulillah means to God be the glory. The Lord is my shepherd, my rock and my salvation. It's just me, my universal flag, and my AZ.